Blog Talk Radio. Yay. Hello, happy Thursday. It is Thursday, right? The day before Friday. Welcome to Cut the Shock Entertainment Reports. And I am Beth. And I just want to shout out all my listeners, blogtalkradio.com staffers and fellow hosts and producers and just all my on and offline friends just to start the morning off. Good morning, and or good night, or good afternoon, wherever you are, whatever time of day it is where you are, because it's late night radio, internet radio for some of you I know, because we communicate at all times of the 24 hours of the day, right? So thanks again. We're talking about weather advantages of attending and also showcasing and presenting at conferences, showcases, expos, fairs, job fairs, career fairs, networking events, and so on. And I'm a Mark girl and a Mark rep with Mark Cosmetics, which is an Avon brand. And if you know anything about Avon, because I was a beauty consultant for Avon as a preteen, but if you know anything about Avon and direct selling, you know, it's good to do one-on-one sales, but it's also good to present, you know, parties. And one thing about Mark is it's always like little, and I'm glad that Mark has relaunched the hostess program, the Mark Rep Party program, which are now called Beauty Mark Beauty Bashes. So it's not just you can shop in the privacy of your own home on our e-boutique. You can shop, you know, in person or host and or attend Mark Beauty Bashes. And those are like little mini meetups, you know, really. So what are the benefits and advantages of attending expos and fairs and so on? And don't hesitate to chat with me in the chat room. There's a little party going on in the chat room. One of my friends talking about Avon is calling and slip on the rope, and that's his favorite and so on. Yeah, that's cool. And one good thing about Mark is it's good for the whole family. Also, on Avon, oh my God, Skin So Soft product, something that I've always loved since my childhood. But I guess one reason why I wanted to talk about the topic today, because I plan to attend the Mississippi Business Journal Business and Technology Expo, which begins at 7:30. The breakfast store is at 7:30. I'm going to miss the breakfast, and I hope not to miss the first seminar. But I'm in Jackson, Mississippi, and we're under tornado watch until 9 o'clock. So I would definitely be watching the weather carefully before heading out, because tornadoes, which you all know, can appear out of nowhere. And it's scary when you're in your comfort of comfort of your own space, personally or professionally. But when you're just out there, you're out there. So I know it's kind of scary for some of those of you in the Dallas-Fort Worth area the other day, because when I heard reports that cell phones weren't working, I was like, wow, that's spooky. You know, right when people really need to use their cell phones. Wow. But call 714-409-0614 to talk about the benefits that you have received by maybe presenting or setting up a booth at an expo or a job fair. And, you know, job fairs and expos can be set up anywhere from your different clubs to churches. I know one of the local malls is having a fair real soon. North Park, there's North Park Mall here in Jackson. I know there's North Park Center in Dallas. But, and I know the Jackson Medical Mall always hosts, job fairs and career fairs and so on. But today is Mississippi Business Journal. It's Mississippi's largest business newspaper. And, oh, my God, someone, I didn't know Oklahoma had an earthquake yesterday. That is weird. Wow. Where have I been? I don't think I've heard about the earthquake. There's been so much local news going on. And I was so in awe of American Idol. So I need to, I've been looking, watching the news and looking at, but mainly I've been, I guess, involved in politics and so on. And scanning through news stories this morning. Let's see. I see a lot of stories, but I don't see a top story about, I did hear about that earthquake in Oklahoma. Oh, my God. Barely made national news. Wow. I think I did hear something about that. I've been hearing a lot about the New Orleans cops being sentenced for the post-Katrina shooting spree that happened. Post-Katrina, I mean, that happened. And Sandusky stories going to court and stuff. Man, I was watching the Weather Channel, and there was a story about a little puppy that was rescued and returned to its owner. I thought that was such a heartwarming story, but no one was hurt in the earthquake, I hope, in Oklahoma. That is strange. That is real weird. I know it was a scary situation. There was always, I remember a long time ago, this gentleman predicted an earthquake was going to occur here in Jackson, Mississippi. But an earthquake did happen, like, in Alabama, but it did not happen here. I'm going to talk more about that story, because there's something about there's a fault, like, that one of our local colleges is, like, on top of the fault. And so I need to do a little bit more research before I really talk about that. But it is interesting when earthquakes happen in unsuspected areas. It's like these tornadoes. It's unbelievable to me when I... Because I live in a area that is just ridden by tornadoes. It just shocks me when I watch tornadoes just demolish, like, northern states. Because to me that is just, it's just unreal, you know, unreal. And just like Super Bowl weekend last year in Dallas. I mean, who would have thought Dallas would have a blizzard, you know? So, yeah. Man, these are whole other topics that we need to discuss in the near future regarding, like, predictions of things. Because I used to hear about, like, Nostradamus predictions when I was a young girl, and I used to watch a lot of Orson Welles stuff. And those predictions, like, the seasons would be reversed. That stuff used to, like, freak me out. But now that I'm 43 years old, and it seems like, wow, seasons are reversed. Now they're talking about tornadoes, so this is really wild. But back to what I was talking about, the benefits of attending trade shows. And like I said, I have always loved to attend the expo that is going on today. I love networking, but I love the seminars hosted by my alma mater, Eagle Ridge Center. And it's like the Affiliation of Small Business, SBA, and advisors from the Raymond, Mississippi locations and Rankin County, Pearl, Mississippi locations. And also sometimes advisors from Mississippi State University present seminars. So I'm looking forward to that. I'm going to miss breakfast this morning, but I'm going to do my best to. Last year I didn't miss not one seminar. I attended from beginning to end, but it looked like I might miss the first one because it is a tornado watch. Tornado watches are different than warnings, but a tornado watch can quickly turn into a warning. But from here on to next week, we're supposed to have beautiful, beautiful weather, but the weather is so unpredictable at this time of year. As much as we love springtime here, it's so unpredictable because it can just change in a matter of a blink of an eye. Over a year ago, I went to a gun show. Oh, gun shows are pretty interesting, huh? I've never been to a gun show, but they're popular here. They're real popular here. You know, this is like people love hunting here. Speaking of hunting, someone who was an avid hunter, Skylar Lane, did you all see, watch American Idol last night? I did. I watched the entire show because sometimes I doze off. But I had slept earlier, and so I watched American Idol, and I needed to do other work and just do other things and prepare for the show and prepare for today. And so American Idol was just awesome. I mean, the talent is just remarkable. And I called in, and I voted for Skylar. Well, I voted twice, once for myself and for my mother. And so I couldn't believe that my call made it through. I have tried before to call in, and my calls would not go through. I called once and voted for Chris Allen, and Chris Allen won. So that was the one time I actually made it through. But I'm a big, 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 big Adam fan also. But Chris Allen, I called in and voted for him, and he definitely won. But other times that I have tried, I could not get through. But last night, I had no problem getting through, except for the first time I dialed. I did not dial the S. I wonder what my friend in the chat room is talking about these tornadoes. What, tornado sirens? People know better to, you cannot ignore tornado sirens. He's mentioning that nobody's going to respect these sirens if they misuse them. Oh, man, tornado sirens definitely save lives. They give credit to the upgraded system in the Dallas-Fort Worth area for saving many lives also the other day. And I know here in this area, we depend on sirens, because it can be like a beautiful sunny day, but if those sirens go off, and we better listen and believe, because there has been a sighting of a tornado somewhere. I mean, because I'm serious, it can be a beautiful day, and just all of a sudden, things can change. And if you have to respect those sirens, you know, because it's scary. Those stories are scary when you hear reports about areas where the sirens aren't working or sirens not functioning properly. Those are scary topics. I mean, I'm not just in where I live, because all our sirens are upgraded now. But sometimes I hear stories nationally and locally where sirens aren't operating right, and that's scary when people need to be alerted if there's danger in the area. Oh, that's true, too. But how often does that happen? My friend in the chat room is saying that if a siren is false alarm, then people will stop responding. But how often does that happen? I don't think that happens often. Does it? It doesn't happen often in my area. But sometimes, I know what you're saying, sometimes people would think, oh, those alarms are just going off for no reason. But meteorologists and weather service facilities and the weather people at the airports and everywhere else, storm chasers, they do their best to provide us with accurate stories and reports about what's going on with the weather. So when an alarm goes off, most of the time it's really serious. Oh, last summer when they changed the tornado warning levels, yeah, I noticed that. Yeah, that is a good point. I had noticed how tornado levels changed. But that tornado that hit Birmingham, it was something like a 4. Or something like that. But I don't know. I noticed that, but a tornado is a tornado to me. Was it a one? I think it should have been more than a one, though, because that was a pretty, that was a rough tornado. It should have probably been a three. I mean, I'm not a weather expert, but that was a devastating tornado. So it's kind of unbelievable. I'm talking to my friend in the chat room. But, I mean, the topic is about expos and so on, but then also with this being tornado season and with hurricane season, because there were stories this morning about hurricane season starting on June the 1st, and hurricane season is like a year-round thing, June 1st to the end of November. And tornado season, it seemed like here down south, it's 12 months to me. It just reaches peak in the spring and summer regarding tornadoes and hurricanes. But, yeah. Okay. I think my friend in the chat room wants me to share this information with you all. Warnings used to mean there was a confirmed touchdown. Now warnings mean winds over 50. Well, in this area, warnings always mean that there has been a sighting of a tornado formating. That's what it's always meant here. You're talking about hurricane. Because here, my entire life, tornadoes, there's the watch, meaning that the weather is it's bad enough to keep a watch out that tornadoes can happen. And then usually when we get a warning from the meteorologists and weather people and storm chasers, is when tornadoes have been sighted, forming. That's when it turns into a warning, and that's when we're always told to seek shelter. That's what I've always been taught all my 43 years here in this tornadic area. That there's the watches, and a watch can easily turn into a warning. And a lot of times we have watches and warnings at the same time. So that's why I'm like being careful and watching the weather. And then when the watch is over, I head on out to the expo. Yep, they sure do. You're right. My friend, the guest in the chat room, is talking about how they hit by surprise. And they sure do. Tornadoes are, they can hit you at any time. Well, we know that, and we must pray for those. I'm glad that no lives was lost in the Dallas-Fort Worth area, but look at the damage that was done to so many other things, properties, businesses, and homes, and people needing to sleep in their cars so they can, not just because they have nowhere else to go, but to protect their property from looters. And that's sad if somebody would think about looting at this time of need and stress. But what I was, again, mentioning about the Mississippi Business Journal Business and Technology Expo is that it starts at 7:30, it's one of the breakfasts. There's a 40 under 40 luncheon. There's the free training seminars that I love so much. And I love going to the different booths and just networking. Then there's, what is it? There's the After 5 event, business networking event, and so on. I've tweeted and posted out some of the information. But then, you know, like I said, the small expos, there's like an Indiana Black Expo in Indianapolis. There are black expos that tour. There are business expos that tour. There are women expos that tour. There's all kind of conferences and so on. I thought somebody might call in and talk about the benefits of attending and setting up booths at expos. But we'll talk more about it. I just pretty much want to talk about, since I love the Mississippi Business Journal Business and Technology Expo, I just wanted to talk about that today and so on. And just, you know, shout out to Skylar Lane for just doing a great, great job. I mean, wow. I'm just amazed that she's made it this far, and she's very talented. And when the judges critiqued her performances, I mean, she did not get a negative a critique at all. So, man, I don't, you know, I'm just ecstatic, and I'm doing my best to stay calm. I mean, because all of them are talented, all of them are great. I cannot think of the young lady that reminds me of Christina Aguilera. I thought she was good. She's somewhat appealing, and I cannot think of her name, but she had on a pretty blue dress, you know, the short blonde. And, I mean, I thought she sounded pretty good. But one thing about it, that's what the judges are there for. They like her performances, her performance. They recommend that she improve in just her presentation and just the way she performed. But wow, multitask. My friend in the chat room said, asked me if I knew that the Dungeons and Dragons convention was held in Indianapolis. I was like, that's cool. I have a lot of friends who are down with that, you know. So that reminds me. We have all kind of conventions and expos here in Jackson, Mississippi. I mean, you'd be surprised. I mean, we always have bike and car expos and bike shows and so on. And but one thing about it, I don't think we have like a Comic Con here. I know the Comic Con conventions are productive and so on. One of my friends, Ty Mock of The Last Dragon, I know, he's always on demand to attend like Comic Con conventions and so on. And one thing about it, and one thing I like too, are like new technology expos and conventions also. Oh my God. So, yeah. I don't want to get sidetracked. I guess you all would say, well, you're talking to thousands of other people, a few people in your chat room. You need to give us undivided attention. That's why I'm looking forward to when I exceed the show from 30 minutes to 2 hours, I definitely will have a guest co-host scheduled on a regular so we can maneuver the chat rooms and the switchboard and so on at different times and needed times also, because multitasking is amazing. Okay. Bye-bye. Now, one of my guests are gone, the one that's been talking a lot. He's fun to talk with. He comes up with some hilarious things. But, again, Friday is Sports Friday. I have some sports stories to talk about today. But you all know I'm excited about the Masters, and that's been the story, like, all week. From the Golf Channel to Mike and Mike to Morning Joe this morning, Tom Jordan Morning Show. So I think Tiger teased off at like 10:25, 10:35 Eastern Time. That would be like 9:35 Central Standard Time. And also there's been a story about finally allowing females to become a member at the Augusta Club. So that's going to be interesting. I think we will see our first female member in the very near future, because it's a normal practice to allow certain CEOs to become members. And I think we're going to see, I mean, this is me saying my opinion, my thought, that I think we will see our first female member over there where the Masters are played. But I'm super excited. And Tiger happens to be the favorite to win it all. But I'm looking forward to seeing everyone. And I watched a little bit yesterday. My mother was like, "What are you checking out?" I was like, "Well, you know, the Masters start tomorrow, so I'm just looking at some of the other pre-events to the Masters." I had it tuned to the Golf Channel and so on. So I'm pretty hyped and pretty excited. So we're going to talk more about, of course, the Masters and some other sports news. Reggie Bush, you know, he's the face of a men's cosmetic line. So many of you probably have heard about that. So we'll talk about that too. Reggie Bush of the Miami Dolphins, formerly of the New Orleans Saints, is now the spokesperson for an independent men's skincare line. I know when he was with the Saints, I used to like to keep him informed regarding like beauty stuff and beauty talk. You know, we're pretty much all of the guys. But I just love to keep them updated about certain stuff regarding beauty, like Arbonne Cosmetics and other stuff. But we'll talk more about that. Some of you probably have heard about it, some of you not. So we'll talk about that tomorrow. And, of course, Saints and other news and the opening season of the MLB, and also Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame has a new executive director now, former Clarion Ledger sports columnist Rick Cleveland is now the new director of the Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame. Michael Rubenstein, you know, died in late fall. I was once a volunteer for Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame, and I loved being a volunteer there, and it was just an honor to be around Mr. Michael Rubenstein. He was just amazing, and he had that vision for Mississippi Sports Hall of Fame, and wow, it's amazing what visions can do. But watching the local news last night, Rick Cleveland said that he's focused on revamping their website, and so it could be very, like, more interactive and whatever. So that's good. But you know, visit their website at MississippiFame.com. It's MS, because that's the abbreviation for Mississippi, MSFame.com. Nice, 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 nice museum. We have beautiful museums here in the state of Mississippi and in the city of Jackson. And last year when I first premiered the show, I did shows about staycations and vacations, and I even talked about Mississippi tourism and so on. So within the next couple of weeks, I'll talk more about tourist attractions and museums here in the state of Mississippi, and then also, again, talk more about staycations and vacations also. Because, you know, with the way the economy is going, sometimes we just want to, hey, let's have fun around wherever you are. You might say, well, let's have fun here. Because I talk to friends of mine who live in other areas, and I might inquire about, have you ever been to such and such? And they're like, oh, I've been here. All the years I've been here, I've never been there. You know, sometimes it's good to, you know, do a staycation or just visit, not necessarily a staycation, just visit something somewhere. You know, I haven't been to the zoo in ages. I had planned to go last year, not to the Jackson Zoo. And so when I celebrate my birthday, God willing, in August, the morning of my birthday, I plan on going to the zoo. And I've always invited my friends, those that want to join, to join me if they would like to. And, you know, later on that evening, will celebrate at Samira's, Samira Muhammad's restaurant located here in Jackson, and not far from one of our public golf courses also. And but before that, you know, there would be the hair event of Wow of the Year. But I believe this would be one of the first hair events of the year presented by yours truly and Martini PhD of Dallas, Texas. Martini PhD is on tour, he and his awesome team, and they're stopping in Jackson in May, on May the 6th, for the weekend of the 4th and 7th. 6th would be a cut party event. So stylists, this is the ultimate hair battle. Definitely contact me. Definitely contact Martini PhD regarding being a part of the cut party and also being a part of the event on Monday. But you're going to hear more about what's going on with Martini PhD. He is one of the most sought after hair care professionals out there, not just in Dallas, not just in America, but internationally. He just recently launched his own corrective hair care line. And he will be the guest on Saturday. And you all can feel free to call in. And he most definitely will return. But he has a mystique to himself. But one thing about him and his team is the fact that it is important for clients to have healthy tresses, healthy hair. And the hairstyles that he and his team present look good, but they don't only look good. He believes in clients having healthy hair. So that's really important because there are a lot of stylists, a lot of licensed cosmetologists, a lot of hair designers out there that that is all about the look. But with Martini PhD, it's not all about the look. It's about the health of the hair also and the scalp and so on. So I'm not going to just continue on talking. You join us on Saturday morning because he is scheduled to be the guest on Saturday. And he will talk about his success, 20-plus years being in the business, also share encouraging tips to those of you who would like the consistent success that he is experiencing. And also, like any and all entrepreneurs, it's an up-and-down story. So I don't know if he's going to go into like the downs, but he definitely will talk about his successes in the tour and the recent launch of his new corrective hair care line. So I'm looking forward to that, and I know you all are also. And it's just amazing. So again, and then also he will be stopping in his native city of Columbus, Ohio, on May the 21st. So we'll keep you all informed, and you can visit the website at phdsalonelite.com. Also, my voice is getting a little raspy, but thank you so much for spending time with me, and we're going to talk more about networking and trade shows and expos and conferences and showcases. And like last year, I snapped a few pictures and so on and filmed a little. So I'll do the same today also. Get some pictures and videos also. God willing that the sun comes out like it should. But I need to go so I can prepare to attend the Mississippi Business Journal Business and Technology Expo. And also there's some other things I want to talk about also, but I'll save it for tomorrow and Saturday and Monday, et cetera, et cetera. So thanks again for your support. The profile views are just, they're going on. Have booked and in the process of booking some amazing guests. And you're going to love it. You're going to love the guests that have booked and need to book in the near future, and also other future topics that you all have encouraged and so on. So, again, just shout out to everyone, and I send many prayers and hugs to you. Thank you, and God bless. You've been listening to Culture Shock Entertainment Reports, and you can email me at cultureshockentertainment@yahoo.com, KULTRESHOKENTERTAINMENT@yahoo.com. So I'll schedule another show where we'll talk more in depth and talk about, the advantages of attending expos and trade shows and so on. But, again, thank you and shout out to all Mort girls and guys. Tonight we have our national webcast, and our webcasts are always awesome. Our web conferences and our calls are always awesome. We always learn so much. So shout out to my Mort mentor, Mandy, and my regional sales manager, Kelly, and everyone within the, that are Mort girls and guys, plus Avon and Empowerment Foundation. Thank you, and God bless.